Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. How are we all doing? It's been a couple of weeks, you all. Just been busy. And so I am so glad to be checking in with you all. Hi, all of those of you who are new to the Fullest Life Podcast, welcome. The Fullest Life Podcast, what is it? It's a podcast dedicated to women, and it is dedicated to us living our fullest life, you all. And it's not because we don't have troubles and trials and situations and circumstances. It's just because we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And so I want to welcome you all. I want to welcome those of you who have been watching for a while, and just thank you so much for tuning in and all of that, and just being a part, you know, just being a part. There's so much in this life that we could be a part of, you all. And so the fact that you take the time out to listen, to check in, to watch, I just count it an honor and a privilege. So I don't take that stuff lightly, but welcome. And so this week, as a matter of fact, like earlier this week, I was listening to my podcast. I think it was the second podcast I had ever done. It was podcast number 2. And I remember in that podcast, I was talking a lot about fear and how we have fears in our life that hold us back and keep us from doing stuff and moving forward. And so as I was listening to it, it just reminded me that, you know what, fear is one of those things that you think you've overcome, right? But the next thing you look around, it's back, but it's in a different form than it was before. You know, like when you were a kid, I know, like when I was a kid, maybe my first time riding a bike, I was really fearful, right? And so you get on that bike and you're scared that you're going to fall off, especially when they take those training wheels off back in the day, and you're scared that you're going to fall off. And so you have that fear, but you overcome that fear. Now, that doesn't mean you're never going to experience fear in life again. It just means you have overcome that fear. And so sometimes in our lives, we experience new fears, especially when we're entering new things in life, where we're leaving relationships and just different things, starting new jobs and new careers and having kids, just buying a home or moving. There is just a whole gamut of fears that can come upon us in life. And so I want to encourage us. I want to encourage us not to allow our fears to hold us hostage, to hold us in a spot where we don't grow. You know, if you're a person who rode that tricycle and then you moved on to the bike, aren't you happy you did, that you learned to ride a bike? You know, whatever it was, whatever the thing that you overcame in life, aren't you glad you did? And so it's going to be the same way for whatever your current fear is. Do it scared. Just keep on doing it. Don't allow circumstances, people, things around you to get you to stop being your super great self, because that's exactly what you are. You are great. The fact that you are here and you wake up every morning, wow, that's a thank God moment. You know what I'm saying? And that means he's not done with you. That means that he has purpose for your life. And so we can't let fear keep us from fulfilling what God's purpose is. And so it made me think about the fact that right now we're celebrating women, right? It's March and we're celebrating women all over the world and our accomplishments and things like that. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not like a feminist, you know, for the term, quote unquote, what people think of a feminist. I'm for everybody, right? But I am glad that I am a woman who is not afraid to move forward. I am very thankful for all the women who came before us, who pushed the envelope, who pushed a little hard, who knocked down those glass ceilings, who said, no, 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 we have a right to do these things as well as you. And so I am very thankful for those things. But then I started to think about how we never think about in a month like this, how we have made a contribution to the world. Are the people around us who have made a contribution, who have changed? So we look at it on a global scale and like big things, and we start honoring and reverencing and giving props to people who have done things on a mass scale. And I am not against that. Wonderful. Thank them very much. But I think we should take the time out and just honor and thank the women in our lives who have come before us, those who walk beside us, those who are our supporters, those who showed us the way. Even sometimes we need to give ourselves a pat on the back and say, job well done, girl, because you're doing something that maybe you didn't do, like the generation before you didn't do, that is propelling the next generation to do something great. And, you know, and so it made me think about people, like it made me think about my mom. You know, my mom is the first woman in our family lineage to go to graduate from high school and to go to college and earn a degree. That is major, because now we have all these other women in our family who have gone to college, who have earned degrees and all of that. But she had to be the, she had to push past some circumstances and some situations in order to get it there. And I know there were financial situations, because it wasn't, she wasn't born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She wasn't born wealthy or anything like that. And so there had to be some push to get her there, and some push for her to keep on going, and some push for her not to quit, right? And so I honor her. I think about that frequently. I'm like, man, that is absolutely awesome. So there's somebody in your family. They may have been the first one. Maybe they didn't go to college, but maybe they're the first one. And maybe you're a family that you're the first generation here in this country. And you're the one who's the first one to graduate from high school, because your parents didn't have that opportunity wherever you came from. Or even if you're from this country and your parents never had the opportunity to graduate from high school, maybe they had to work early and you're the first one. Congratulations. I just want to say congratulations to you. Job well done, right? And so then I think about people who are the first ones in their lineage to stay married. Huh? In this world, if you are still married and you're married to your same mate and it's been for years, you know, hey, pat yourself on the back, because divorce, I'm telling you, I'm a person who's divorced. So I'm all for the people who are sticking it out, who are sticking and staying. I didn't have a stick-to-itiveness at that time to stick and stay. But I tell you what, I honor marriage. And I am so impressed by people who can stay the game and stay the course in love. Not fakery, y'all. Not them people who stay together just because they don't want to split up houses and money and dogs. But I'm talking about people who are staying, who are fighting the good fight of faith, who are pushing past the circumstances, who have made a decision to endeavor through all and to love. That is huge. Pat yourself on the back, girl, because that is you. Pat yourself on the back. And then we have people who, I have a friend, and she is a dear friend to me, Miss Mary. I know you're listening. I never mentioned her name, but this is her props. Miss Mary, 76. I might have messed it up. 76. But she is nonstop serving, going out, helping people. I mean, she running around doing stuff for people, like she 40 and then they're 76. But every day she's doing something to be of service. She's volunteering. She is feeding, doing the Meals on Wheels, and she's working in our church and just thing after thing. And if you are a senior person and you're still up and moving and you're sowing into somebody else's life, pat yourself on the back, girl, because that is absolutely awesome. And then we have some seniors in our lives who they may not have the fortitude or the wherewithal to get up and run around town like she does, but they're sowing into young people's lives. They're sit their ear to hear and for young people, and they're encouraging and they're praying for young people. They're praying and they're helping people in their marriages and chat with their kids and just giving ample advice. Pat yourself on the back, because what we need is we need more of that. You know what? There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how the older women are to teach the younger women how to love their husband, how to raise their kids, how to live this life. My hat is off to every older woman who is giving past themselves to do something great for somebody else. So pat yourself on the back, girl. You deserve it. And I'm not being disrespectful when I call old women girls, because I'm just saying in general, girls. But so many people who are doing great and mighty things. You are making a difference in the life of someone. I know moms who have multiple kids. Now, I have one child. He is grown now. And I tell you what, I can't imagine having five, right? That wasn't my call. But for those moms who have multiple children and daily you're cooking meals and daily you got clothes washing, your kids are organizing, nobody's lost their mind. I mean, other than just the normal kid stuff, they all lose their mind. But, you know, you're able to sustain a household and keep it running on a daily basis. You're budgeting money. You're like, you're better than any Congress, Senate, and all those other people who got us in debt. You know what? Because you're handling business. Pat yourself on the back, girl, because you are doing it. Each and every one of us, there is something that we can stop and take a look at and say, hey, man, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that. And you know what? And I don't like say, hey, toot your own horn outside of, you know, like all the time. But I am a strong believer that we need to encourage ourselves. We need to build ourselves up. We need to say great things about ourselves because we're doing great things. And what your self-talk is the biggest talk in your head. And what you hear in your head is exactly what's going to come out your mouth and out your heart. So if you're ripping yourself apart all the time, stop that, sis. Love yourself. Find the thing about you that makes you great and celebrate it. Celebrate it, not just for the month of March, but you celebrate it every month. Take a time out. I met a lady the other day. She just blessed my soul. And she was just, she's a school counselor. And she's doing some really great work with students. And I looked down and her nails were so beautiful. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all ever pay attention to my nails, they are just barely making it. Because that is just such, that ain't my thing. But I do enough. I put some paint on them and kind of trim them up something, you know. But her nails were so beautiful. And I told her, I'm like, man, your nails look really pretty. And she said, that's my reward. That's the thing I do for myself to say, hey, job well done. And I was like, that is absolutely awesome. You are celebrating the fact that you are doing something great. You're giving to students. And that's not an easy job, you all. So if you're a teacher out there and you are, have a heart, like really a heart for your students, because I met some teachers who don't. But if you're a teacher who have a heart for students and you're encouraging young people and you're helping them and mentoring them and you're being a really great influence in their lives to help them be their best, pat yourself on the back, sis, because you are doing it. You are doing something that is making a difference in our future. And so don't discount. Don't let anybody discount what you're doing. We are all a work in progress, and we are all a work progressing our country, our world, and the people around us. So don't stop. You all, while we celebrate this month those who made some huge strides in our society, don't stop celebrating one another. Don't stop celebrating yourself, because it's major. You know, it is huge, the things and the impact that we have on the lives of other people, especially as women, as mothers and as wives and as sisters and as friends and all of this. We have a huge impact on the lives of people around us. And so if you are doing it right, if you are a positive influence, if you're one of those people who giving it out and you are doing your best. Now, I'm not talking about perfection, because there's only one perfect, and his name is Jesus. And that's it. Other than that, there is no perfection. But we can still celebrate each other. We can still put a smile on our face. And in the midst of our adversities and our trials, look at the good things that you're doing. Look at those great things, those things that you're doing that you call everyday small things that are making a big difference in the lives of the people around you. And keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on celebrating yourself. Keep on enjoying life, you know. And so there's one scripture. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm chewing gum. But there's a scripture that I love. And the scripture is Proverbs 31 and 30. And in that scripture, so I'm looking out to the side because I don't want to mess it up. And I love, you know how you can really know something, you say it to yourself, and as soon as you get ready to say it in front of a camera, in front of somebody else, the words just go left and right. So I don't want to mess it up. But it says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Now, that says to me, It doesn't even matter how charming you are sometimes, you know. It's like flattery. That's what that term means. Like you give out a lot of people flatter people sometimes that don't mean a word that's coming out of their mouth. They just say something and then turn around and say something back. That's deceptive. Flattery can be deceptive. Beauty changes. I'm going to tell you what. I was beautiful at 16, but it ain't the same beautiful that I am now. Because right now, this is a whole nother beauty because I love who I am as a person. At 16, I was a nice, skinny little thing, you know, could put on me a little two-piece swimsuit and look good. But guess what? I didn't like nothing about Vita. But now, at 56, I dare put on a two-piece. I might dare. But I love myself and I love people and my heart is to do that, which is good, you know? And so that's to be celebrated. If you're a woman who loves the Lord, now I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm gonna tell you every week, I'm a Christian. I ain't finna apologize to it and I ain't gonna stop talking about it. And so if you're a woman who loves the Lord, who follows his precepts, who has the heart of God, which is for kindness and compassion, you are about lifting up other people around you. You are giving out more than you are taking in because you are doing it like he did it. Man, you are for real. You're the one. You're the one. That's what they're going to remember. When we go on, we leave up out of here, out of this earth, let me tell you what no one's going to say. They're not going to say, oh, I remember her makeup. I remember her suit. I remember she had a Gucci bag. No, they're going to remember how you made them feel. So if you are loving people, if you are walking in the way of Christ and you are serving him and you're loving people truly, not this fake stuff, but true heart for people, you're the one. You're the one that I really want to celebrate today. You're the one that I want to say, yes, sis, you're the one. Keep doing what you're doing. I love you. I am for you. I'm not against you. Go out and touch hearts and make people's lives better. Because you know what? That's when you're living your fullest life. When you start giving that stuff out. And we're going to all live full so that we can die empty. If you're living an empty life right now, now I want to stop and say, if you're someone and you feel depressed, you feel empty, you can't find anything to celebrate about yourself, and you're saying to me, Vita, that's I know someone like that. Oh, that's my friend. Oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's my sister. Oh, that's the lady down the street. But there's nothing exciting about me. Nope, that is not true. You have been deceived and you are carrying around some baggage you need to let go. Reach out. Because what you're missing is you're missing the Jesus factor and the fact that he fearfully and wonderfully made you. He knew who you were going to be. He knew everything about you. And he said he loves you. He said that you are great just the way you are. And I want you to know that you're great just the way you are. So if you're not feeling great, reach out to me. Let's talk about this. Let's get this. Let's let it go because life is short and we got stuff to do. We got people to touch. And so, and with that, I just want to tell you all, I love you. Happy Women's Month. And let's just celebrate ourselves. Let's celebrate the people around us while we posting these great things online about people that are famous. Post something about somebody you know that's just nobody else knows. That lady down the street who comes out every year and she hands out candy to all the kids on every kind of holiday. She's there celebrating and encouraging one another. The lady who stands at the crossing guard and protects your children when they're crossing the street and they're on their way to school and you think it's no big deal because, oh, they'll be fine. I got two family members who've been hit by buses. So you need to be thankful for that crossing guard, right? So let's celebrate people. Find some way. Give them a piece of candy. Give them a Hershey's kiss and just say, hey, here's a kiss for you just because. And I think with that, we'll have a great week. We'll have a great month. And we will be living our fullest lives. Thank y'all. Love you so much. Talk to you later. Bye.